This is your pilot speaking. You're checking in to Anything to Declare with your on-air hostesses, Joey and Libby.
Come fly with me.
That's it. That's the last time we'll be hearing that.
Oh, I'm really sad. Welcome to Anything to Declare with Joey, Libby and Freddie Edwards. Today is our last ever show.
Ever.
Yeah, well, I mean,
we've got a good show lined up, though.
Yeah, brilliant one.
Pretty emotional. Yeah, get the tissues ready.
With a few cameos along the way.
Yeah, we've got quite a lot of input into this show.
Yeah,
people have sent in some high quality
material.
We're
going to be discussing things that we're going to miss about Leeds. Obviously, it's been 4 years. Well, three and a break. And we'll be discussing things we miss, things we don't miss, the highs, the lows, the nights. I mean, spent with friends or tequila or, as Freddie may discuss later, down in the Leeds Centre. so we'll touch on that a bit later. Just a little word of advice to listen to the songs. Every single one has a slight theme on the fact that we are now leaving Leeds. So Release Me by Agnes was about, you know, the fact that we're just getting released into the world. Better off when we came here. Better off leaving than when we actually came here.
Hopefully, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
maybe your Friday night may have had to change that. next up, we've got JoJo, Leave, Get Out of Leeds.
Yeah. I've been waiting all day for you, babe. So won't you come sit and talk to me? We're gonna be together always. Hope you know that when it's late at night, hold on to my pillow tight. Think of how you promised me forever.
I never thought that anyone
could make me feel this way.
Now that you're here, boy, all I want
is just a chance to say, hey,
get out, leave right now. It's the end of you.
I'm the one who didn't know the truth. How could you ever be so cold to go behind my back and call my friend? Boy, you must have gone and bumped your head because you left a number on your phone.
So now it's setting up.
Maybe I'm the one to blame, but
to think that you could be the one.
Well, I didn't work out that way.
You're still listening to Anything to Declare?
The last time. This is that was JoJo with Get Out, because Leeds is slowly trying to get us out of his, especially Leeds Super Rodeo. They're like, you've had enough. Leave. Freddie Edwards done. Has come the third time. We don't want him in here anymore. Can we just do a few shout-outs to the boys listening? We've got Harry Short. We've got Gustav Winkler, who is going to, you know...
Who is my boyfriend in crime.
Yeah, so please, let's just recap on our last weekend, our last going out weekend.
Yeah, so Fred, we saw you in the pub on Friday.
Mm.
And then we heard that you were potentially going to be heading out because you lost a game of pool, was it?
I think actually won the game of pool, but I think secretly he wanted to go out the whole time.
So you ended up going out?
Didn't take much persuasion.
Knocking back them tequilas.
We did go out and we did end up in the wrong bar.
I think I heard it was the only bar that would take you.
Well, we obviously fitted into it very well, but it was a particularly gay bar.
What was it called?
I think it was called Rainbows.
Right, yeah. Okay,
which gives quite a lot away.
Yeah, suit, yeah.
But not many people believe that we weren't gay, and they all thought we were gay together, so we just decided to embrace it, which resulted in quite a number of men of varying ages following us around. And having had a few too many shots, I decided to accept free shots for the rest of the night for a kiss with Raymond, the 50-year-old Asian man.
Oh, that's nice of you, though. Now you feel like a woman, how we have to, like, sometimes when we want free alcohol,
yeah,
we just gotta, you know,
like, take the price, you know. Yeah.
Kiss on the cheek. Maybe not.
Or maybe,
maybe not.
But yeah, then it was quite concerning.
Well, I think you've got to tick the box. When you're at uni, it's probably the only time you're going to be able to be as liberal as, you know, no judgment here on Anything to Declare.
We are not judging you.
So, congratulations on that experience. And all the free alcohol, but great the next day as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was something I haven't done in Leeds, so I finally ticked another box. I've been quite conservative in Leeds. So.
Yeah, you are one of the more conservative people in the Leeds Student Union. Talking of Leeds, obviously, what are you going to miss? Actually, no, we were just discussing in the break things that have changed since we got to Leeds. So, yeah. Fred, you kind of listed off all these things. Would you like to recap for the audience?
Well, it seems like we've just lost everything since we came to Leeds. It's quite sad.
Yeah.
Boddington got demolished pretty quickly after we left.
What was the naughty thing you ever did in Bod? For first year and second year listeners, they wouldn't know what Bod is.
No. Now it's like a
recap
houses,
on what it is.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, you could just sort of really do anything in Boddington, but I did come back from rugby having drunk 3 litres of Frosty Jacks one night and decided that it would be a good idea to go to dinner. And the head of Boddington, who was a 50-year-old lady who's quite officious and in your face, came over and told me to get out because I was too drunk. So I threw my tray up in the air and pretended that I hadn't dropped it. And then when she told me to tidy it up, I refused and grabbed her boobs and told,
oh my God,
and told her that she had a great pair, and I got a disciplinary for it, and I didn't know why I had the disciplinary until I sat in front of her and she told me why. But safe to say, that resulted in a warning and I was on my way. So pretty much in Boddington you can sexually harass the person who's in charge of it and you don't get any repercussions.
You get expelled. Oh my God, that's awful. Can you please say we're not condoning sexual harassment?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Once again.
Or anything Fred ever does or says.
Yeah, exactly. Why is he on again? God. Yeah, Bod was a crazy place. It was like a student ghetto, wasn't it?
You had what? You were in Barbier.
I was in Barbier, which had a bit of a rivalry with Grant. Which
yeah, we did.
Was in.
The constant war.
What kind of stuff did you get up to? Because I know that I never took part. I was far too mature.
I'm sure you did, Jay.
There was fish, wasn't there?
Well, I think.
Like dead fish somewhere.
I think there was a broken arm along the way.
Oh.
Of Ellie Griffiths. Got flipped off a sofa by Charlie Prentice, I want to say.
I vaguely remember that.
Attempt to steal the sofa at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he didn't realise she was on it.
And she
broke her arm.
Did you steal our TV, or do we just get burgled?
I think you probably just got burgled.
Oh, okay, that happened as well. I think. God, it was pretty.
I was in the lame one.
Mortain.
Although I do say that often, I wasn't lame, but I do say it often, and people are like, "Yeah, I was in that." I was like, "Oh
yeah, all the cool people had such a good time."
I just didn't really hang out much in Mortain.
But the thing is, like, Boddington seemed like it was such a random selection of people just thrown together, but it was all quite strategic. Like, all the girls on my level all had a gap year, all the boys below us hadn't. Yeah. So there's a bit of a divide there.
It was superior.
Immature.
Superior gals.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you...
I think we had a northern floor and a southern floor.
Like that. Really?
It can't be a
segregation. Yeah.
Split them up. They can't live together.
Different values. Well, I guess Leeds is quite... It is the north, but it's like a nice middle ground, isn't it? For all of us. Yeah. All of us southerners.
Yeah.
It's just north enough, I'd say.
I mean, how many northern friends have we made, though?
Bobby Guest. Yeah. Shout out to Bobby Guest, now living in London, obviously. She's gone to the dark side. She's sacked off her northern roots, but she's from Darlington. Whatever that
Lovely.
Is.
Lovely.
Okay, so I've got a list of things that I looked up online, which is, I typed in what things I'll miss after leaving uni, because obviously I don't quite currently know, do I?
No, we haven't quite left yet.
Eating cold pizza for breakfast. Can I get an amen on that one?
No.
Summer holidays. So obviously, this is the last time we're ever going to have months and months and months. We've got what? I mean, effectively, it's infinity now of summer holiday. But last year after Canada, after France, you had a lot of time off, right? Between September and end of...
I didn't actually have any summer holidays. But I was a bore.
What are you doing?
I went to Paris straight after.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's why the summer in London was so quiet last year. Now I know. Learning, apparently we'll miss that. Learning, the library, all that stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
My favourite one, casual hookups, because, you know.
Fred, I can confirm that.
Yeah. Actually, didn't you lose your Tinder virginity the other day?
I'm just ticking all these boxes before I leave university.
That's why you're our guest.
It is the final panic. I've got to get all these things done whilst they're still acceptable to do, because you aren't going to do these things on Wednesday night when you've got to go to work at 8 in the morning the next day. But when you can get a girl to come home from prison nightclub on a Wednesday, why not?
Here's a question. Do you think people say they'll do Gold Rush and then they don't actually do it?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's going to be a proper thing for us fourth years? Us mature oldies.
I think Gold Rush is definitely a thing.
I think
Libby's probably got a list.
Libby had her own mini Gold Rush halfway through.
That did not happen.
No, it didn't happen.
I think.
Oh, come on now. No naming names on the radio. No naming names on the radio.
I just got grilled.
Raymond. Yeah.
Double standards. We're sexist in here. So Gold Rush, I think, is one of those like myths that kind of happens for all, but doesn't actually happen, does it? Come on.
Fred's got a list for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, got a list.
Oh, God. Don't get it.
But don't reveal it.
No, I don't actually have a list. But I do have sort of a mental list. You do think. Like,
yeah.
There are two or three birds that I would
currently
like
sat in
to
studio.
Get to know before. Yeah, of course.
Hello.
Of course. No naming names, guys.
No naming names. Okay, so after this song, Avicii, because, you know, bringing back all the memories of tequila, RIP, we're going to talk about things we won't miss.
But this particular of each one is because of arguably our, or like my favourite bar in Canada, Jim Bob Ray's, got
RIP,
shut down. Yeah, got shut down. And this is just remembering those good times.
Hey, brother, there's an endless road to rediscover. Hey, sister, know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker. The sky comes falling down for you. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do. There's nothing in this world I can do.
Welcome back to Anything to Declare with Joey, Libby and Freddie. Our message board is positively blowing up with things that Freddie has done in previous lives.
Well, mainly Ned Parker wanting some attention.
Happy birthday, Ned Parker, from here at everyone at Anything to Declare.
A couple of days ago.
And his cousin's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Ned.
Stop seeking attention, Ned Parker. Okay, so...
We've got a game.
We were going to do the thing that I was talking about, but it's too boring. So what we're going to do is play this limerick game where we all have to make up a rhyme, blah, 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 blah.
So, yeah, I mean, usually our games are quite ridiculous. This is a really serious creative game that we've developed, which is basically, so we all start with a line of a limerick, and then on the spot...
Ooh. That's the sound of Freddie rubbing his hands, getting ready.
Self-confessed limerick king over there.
Get ready for the biggest and baddest students in the Leeds UK limerick scene.
Right here on LSR.
So yeah, let's start.
Okay, so I'm... Okay.
I'm starting, you're line two, right, okay?
Okay?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're on like a fresh pace with this, okay?
Oh God, okay.
Right. There once was a night called Tequila.
Where all the boys would go to feel her.
And she'd scream.
Oh God!
No, Frank.
Oh God, this is taking a terribly dark turn. Oh God, okay,
and
right.
And jump on the bar and just...
No, that's it, that's
laugh.
Your line ended.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that was my line. Joey, finish then.
But she'd always get safely home. I don't know. I thought I'd make it nice at the end because she was screaming when all the boys were feeling her
she
up.
She was screaming and laughing on the bar and saying, ha ha.
Fred, tell us about when you got up to in tequila.
On McDonald's.
Oh, the limerick game didn't go very long.
No, we've got another limerick coming. Yeah. It's Joey's going next. But Fred, like, tequila ended. You were a big fan of tequila.
Yeah, well, they made quite a catastrophic mistake with tequila, I think, putting Will Murray Urin
in charge.
In charge. And Matt Coveney, who is equally a liability.
The message board says something about the body slide. What would that be?
I still do like taking my clothes off. But tequila was a great hangout for it. They promoted it.
Yeah.
And I did a naked power slide across the bar, but I didn't really think about what would happen at the end of the bar when I ran out of bar and fell off it and landed on my head and got concussed and got hiked up by the bouncer who put me against the wall and gave me a punch. Me standing there completely stark naked. We chatted for a minute. I said sorry, and he let me go and put my clothes back on, and I partied on with a bit of a headache and a good minute conversation in the nightclub with no clothes on, which is quite good.
Lovely.
How many times do you think you've got concussed at Leeds Uni?
And
rugby included?
Not too many, I don't know.
Because I can imagine it's like 8 or 9.
Quite accident prone, but nothing. I mean, I can't remember. I guess that's one of the signs.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, all the times you can't remember.
Okay. Another limerick.
Oh, God. Can we not talk about sexual harassment anymore?
Yeah,
it's
screaming.
It's come up twice.
You brought up the touching of sexual harassment.
Okay, right. Not being in Leeds is sad.
But being in London is pretty bad.
I'm feeling quite emotional.
How am I supposed to rhyme with emotional?
Like commotional or...
I'm so bad.
Okay, I'm feeling a lot of emotion.
But already ready in motion.
At the thought that there will be no more devotion to the Leeds crowd.
Aren't we bad at this game? Actually, I've got an email. I've had this email through. A son, Hugo Palangar, has sent his own limerick in. He's obviously been
pretty inspired by what's going on in there.
What on earth?
I can't believe it. But I'm going to be reading it off. So we've got Hugo Palangar, that's spelled Palangat.
It's Fred. Are you going to read this out
for us,
Fred? I
think Fred read it because obviously it's a masculine touch.
And you've got a lovely radio voice, apparently.
Let's just say, Henry, Hugo that had his French oral this morning, as did Rafi, congratulations. But he clearly took the time out before to write his limerick. I mean, not before, not now. He's still busy, he's busy. Okay, right. Thanks, Hugo Panningar, for this amazing limerick. Please, Freddie, can you please perform Hugo Panningar's limerick?
A Leeds University nostalgic limerick by Hugo Panningar. I think he thinks he's a celebrated author or something, judging by... It's in, like, poncy lettering and italics and stuff. Anyway, our time at Leeds is nigh. I'm not sure whether to fear or just disappear. 4 years of fun. Where was it that it begun? It kicked off at Bod with a good old squad. Who, yeah, shagged quite a few dogs. Hugo.
Oh, God, what could...
Second year had a cracking atmosphere. Always lots of liqueur. Oh, and tequila. Then I went to France.
Oh, God, he's lost it.
And I had a good prance. Anyway, Leeds was a good run. With the main fun about to be done. One by one. Well, it doesn't really make sense at the end, you know. One by one, we'll run along and celebrate the gold rush fun.
That's amazing. I can't believe he did that. Well done, Hugo. That was brilliant. Next up, we've got international songs, but Mark Anthony to take us back to our time in Cuba.
Siempre.
Anthony. Yeah! Welcome to Anything to Declare if you've just tuned in. If not, you'd be listening to us hearing rinsing all our mates on our last radio show.
Can and give... each other, apparently.
Yeah. We're going to give a shout out to Ruby Gaynor. He's having a listen now. Gaynor, sorry, I just had her name wrong. Been friends for 10 years, whatever. And today we have some agony aunts. It's the last time we're ever going to be asked for advice on anything, probably.
Probably.
Sad.
Okay, Fred, are you ready for this? We need some advice.
We need some, a mature head on some shoulders, so Fred, you're the man.
Dear Libby and Joey, I've been pretty lazy this year, my third year at uni, and have not got round to applying for jobs. Arguably, however, I have been focusing on my studies instead. But we'll see how that turns out.
Nice for her. Or him.
Anyway, I'm therefore going to be taking a gap year when/if I graduate. Do you have any tips on when I should go travelling, as I imagine I have to get doing some work before I go? Thanks, Lazy Lorraine.
Lorraine. Okay, right, so this chick wants to go on a gap year, doesn't know when to go.
It's almost like an inadvertent gap year.
So the afterwards. After uni.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of people are gonna do that.
I know.
Go as soon as you can.
As soon as you can.
Go to South America and find yourself.
But she needs to make some money first, Fred. How do you recommend she does that?
Well, there's ways in which Lazy Lorraine could make money. I don't know, work at a bar. Mm-hmm.
She could enter in these like.
Be a Hooters girl.
Right.
So she had to fly to America in order to be a Hooters girl. Yeah, well. She could take part in those medical.
Trials.
Yeah, they're cheap.
Would you do that?
And you could be lazy. One guy had to sleep for 3 months. There's a lie down for 3 months for NASA to see what the effects are, wasn't there? Yeah. He was like, it was the worst time ever.
I was going to say, worthwhile investment? Probably.
Because they couldn't
not.
Eat. That much, you had to get like everything in like tubes and stuff, because obviously otherwise you'd just get huge and fat.
Rowley did it in second year. He was a sperm donor.
Ah.
And he got £50. We read the small print after he'd done his donation, and he didn't realise that in the small print it states that your donation can be used to fertilise a woman.
Yeah.
So there can just be...
So he'll have a child knocking around out there.
Yeah, so he could have a kid running around for 50 quid he has no idea about.
Or like 10,000 kids.
Yeah. He's not that fruitful. Well, he might be.
Oh, please. Okay, so that's her. What the advice would be, I think she should save up till January and have January as the point. New Year, family with at home. Or, actually, New Year away would be way better, actually, isn't it?
Christmas at home, jet off on Boxing Day.
Yeah, that's a good one. In that week. That dead time.
I think she just needs to man up and sort her life out.
All right, Fred. Some Paul lovely Lorraine. Inspiring advice.
Poor Lorraine. Okay, right. I have another one. Someone sent me this one. I think it's quite similar, but I guess people have the same issues going on right now. Dear Joey and Libby and Fred, thank you so much for the wonderful 8 months on LSR. You are truly fantastic and have improved so much. I find it impossible to think it was the first time for either of you. Wow, isn't that a nice thing to say? I'm so flattered. I have a question. I've just come home from Honduras. Hang on a second. And my mum, you may know her, is starting to get on my nerves about getting an internship or a job. And I'm frustrated because I don't know what I want to do or be. I think this is Worried Wendy's daughter. What should I do? Are there any ways I can find that I'm passionate? Any ways I can find out what I'm passionate for? Thanks for everything, Worried Willow.
Hey!
Weird. Okay, Willow. So that's a very interesting predicament because I think we're all in it right now. What do you want to be? Are there only... In my head, there's only like three things you can be, like a footballer, a fashion designer, and in PR, because that's apparently...
And which of those are you going for, Joe?
Football. obviously. So I think the best job for her to do was... Maybe look at her careers department in the uni. I never got to go there.
It's quite good, actually.
Yeah.
I went because I had to look for my job.
To be fair, it is good.
Yeah.
I think, it's a difficult predicament.
Yeah.
When we've got friends who go for the great grad scheme that they want to do. It's just not what you want to do. You don't want to go into tax audit or
the
corporate finance.
Yeah.
And then be sat there, happy as Larry, saying, that is what I was put on this planet to do. How can you know that that's what you're here to do? So
we've gone quite philosophical in the studio.
Just try more, do things that are more outside the box, and whilst you're still young, try and do things which you won't be able to do when you're older. So if you've got the opportunity to go and teach in Southeast Asia or South America, or you can go and do something completely random which is going to develop you and your personal skills, go and do it whilst you can.
So you reckon she should head back to Honduras for another 6 months?
Yeah, maybe.
That's brilliant advice. I won't take that, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's really, really good advice. I think you should definitely do something that you're not going to wake up every day hating.
Yeah, but also it will be like
on it.
Her first job.
Yeah. So bartending is always fun, isn't it? Because you always get a lot of attention and drinks and money.
Yeah.
Tick tick tick. Okay,
that,
I think
are the three key ingredients for life: yeah. Attention, drinks, and money.
Yeah, that's how to win.
That's your Friday night, Fred. Okay, right. With Jeremy,
we've got one more message. Okay. Our last message.
Oh, this is an end of an era.
It is quite sad.
Okay, go on.
Dearest Joanna and Elizabeth, I cannot thank you enough for all the advice you have given me. My daughter is back safe and sound. I've had a fantastic trip and I can now handle spicy food. I truly don't know how I'm going to survive when you are off air and Anything to Declare is over. This is so sad. I just have one last question for you girls. If I were to provide a thank you gift to a close friend of mine, what would you suggest that I give them? Fondest wishes and best of luck for the future. Worried Wendy.
Okay, what are we talking about here?
Wendy wants to provide a thank you gift
to us,
a friend of hers, which sounds like us.
To me it sounds like she wants to go down Ann Summers, but we think Worried Wendy's about 65, so we hope well, actually, good for her. Woohoo, yay.
This is the Joey who keeps on having a go at me for sexual harassment innuendos. Yes, it's not all me.
So she wants to send us a gift.
She wants to send us a gift.
I don't think we should put our address out on air.
Leeds Student Radio, Leeds Union.
Leeds. One Yemen Road, Yemen. So that was a Friends reference. That's really lame, isn't it? I managed to go all the 8 months without doing any of them, and then I fell at the last time. Okay, so I'd say,
what would you want as a gift?
What would I want?
From an aged lady from Wolverhampton.
Flowers?
Yeah, flowers are good. Do you know what? I think they are underrated.
I love flowers.
Yeah. That's
me?
Why I said underrated.
I love flowers, mate. Fred, have you ever given a girl flowers?
Yeah.
Aww.
What did you pick?
Usually, as an apology,
is
usually the reason why. But I am ready to get the flowers there to say sorry and put my hands up. No, I have actually given a girl flowers a number of times.
That's really sweet.
Romantic.
Which ones do you go for? Because I've never had them, so I wouldn't know. But like, you know,
I usually just accept that I have no idea and get the florist to help.
To be fair, they're pretty good at their job.
It is the dream when she is a pretty florist, because you just end up. But the worst thing is that you spend way too much money because you don't want to. Oh yeah, get that one.
Make it bigger.
She mugs you over. But then it's win-win because the girl you're giving the flowers to is happy anyway. So
you get to stare at a fit girl and give another girl flowers.
Yeah.
And Jeremy, after all the drinks he bought you on Friday. Okay, we've got another song, Taylor Swift, We're Never Getting Back Together, because we're never coming back to Leeds.
We broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space. What? Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. Ooh. Ever. I'm really gonna miss you picking fights, and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. And you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine.
Never ever ever. calls me up and he's like, I still love you. And I'm like, this is exhausting, you know? Like, we're never getting back together. Like, ever.
No!
Sound only means one thing, anything to declare. It's the sound, the title of the whole
show. Which the show should have been on today.
Yeah.
Which it wasn't on today.
No. So we've got Freddie here, who, by the looks of it, has quite a few stories. One to just mention.
I mean,
the dead lamb. Winston's. Hose down at Boddington. The massacre, inverted commas. JC Rapp.
I should.
Burning your house down. We've got Hugo just reinstating his love for limericks. I heart limericks. And then Man versus Food in first year. So you're going to have to pick from that array of fantastic stories, one embarrassing story to tell us that you'd rather no one know, but sadly...
The dead lamb?
The way you, sure, the why
way,
not?
The way you just looked at me is like, yeah, the dead lamb?
Interested?
Sure, serve it up.
Another Boddington special.
Well, I'm glad we're on topic.
I ran out of petrol 2 miles away from Boddington.
Oh, God.
So we're waiting for, I think, Hector McCorkdale to come in with a jerry can to fill up the car. And Rowley and I decided to run around the field chasing sheep, trying to catch them, which is impossible. If anyone's ever tried, sheep are surprisingly agile. But
not this dead one.
Happened to be a dead lamb in the field. And so Rowley and I played rock, paper, scissors, and I took off my shirt and Rowley lost rock, paper, scissors, so he had to wrap up the lamb and put it in the boot of the car, which then ruined my shirt, which was a shame. But we got back to Grant, like the flat, and of course, typically the whole flat, for the only time that year we're together, because we'd been given like a pizza fund or something. So everyone was in the common room when we walked in with the lamb, so I looked like a complete freak.
No shirt on, lamb. No, lamb in shirt.
The bloodied shirt. But fortunately, one person wasn't in the common room and was being a grouch locked in his room, and it was Tom Allison. So we ran up to his room and hammered on the door, pretending that it was an emergency, to which he opened the door and we threw the lamb in his room, which he was pretty angry about. But
how big was this lamb?
Provided a lot more entertainment for a lot more people.
Yeah,
than
true.
Yeah. How many months old are we
pizza
talking?
Turned into lamb.
It was quite little.
Little lamb.
Mm. We took it to the local curry house, actually. We got 50 quid.
But how did it... Yeah, it could have...
Sorry, what?
And they were down to eat that.
People ate your lamb.
That's a joke.
Oh, right, okay. Sorry. I can never tell with you, Fred. Okay, well, that was a great story. I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Now we need some admissions from you two.
We've done a few.
Yeah.
Enough. I'm trying to think about an embarrassing one from Leeds, especially. I think I didn't... I mean, it sounds so lame saying as you, like, dropped it, you threw your plate up in the air in the bottle hall. But I think I dropped my plate once and I thought the world was going to end. I wanted everyone to just, like, scuttle away while I, like... got onto my knees and prayed.
I never did that.
It was embarrassing.
Really, really letting your head down with that confession.
Look, I dropped
it. Across your 4 years at Leeds, you have done something worse than accidentally drop a
tray.
Yeah,
but I don't think I can discuss on the radio.
Yeah.
I think I've got a few.
Oh, no.
Fred, this is our show. Do not try.
These people we've had sex with. Jesus. Okay, yeah, my embarrassing story is bad. I mean, it was bad. It was not embarrassing.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I think we're actually running out of time. I'm really sorry.
Oh, that's convenient, isn't it? Yeah. You can't do your embarrassing story.
But
look out for us on Gold Rush.
The rhythm of this.
Fred Edwards, Libby Sargent, Joe Langton. I won't be, obviously, because we've got prior engagements. But, you know, I'll be cheering everyone off. I'll have banners. I'll have party poppers just for when it all happens.
Yeah, it's getting close to that season. I guess there are no rules. We can start now.
We can do whatever the hell we want.
Not right now, Fred.
Cheating exams, none of that. What kind of things are you going to get up to the end? Have you got Flux Day and Night, Canal Mills, Gin and Juice?
Yeah, all the classics.
Brotherhood.
I would quite like to go to a really messy night and get really sweaty, and I think that's quite representative of our time at Leeds in a horrible basement looking disgusting.
Beaverworks.
Covered in sweat. Yeah. Beaverworks, probably a place I'm not going to miss, but I feel like it needs to be frequented properly one more time.
I agree.
And really had a good go at, so there's something to remember it by. But of course, we won't remember anything. Obviously. And everyone will look like gremlins, and no one will look nice at all, but...
That's a nice
I think everyone would agree. I don't know anyone who likes
the
Beaverworks basement.
Oh, God, yeah.
But yeah, we all go.
Thank you so much for listening today.
Thanks so much to everyone.
Last week, every week.
And you, Libby, thanks for being a great host.
Thanks, Joey.
You've been great on the old nozzles. And I've done, you know, a semi-good job at watching you. So thanks very much for being my producer.
This is sad. This is the end. This is the end of us. This is the end of this.
It's the end of everything. I'm never going to see you again.
Yeah, this is the last time I'm seeing you two.
Yeah, exactly. For the last time, we've got All Things Good, Good Things Come to an End, which is just really, really good and perfect. But thanks, everyone, and see you soon.
To the brain.